Class 3, Subject History, Topic are National Symbols. Good morning, children. Today you will learn about the national symbols. Children, every country has some national symbols. They tell us about the identity, values and culture of that country. Such symbols are called national symbols. The national flag. Our national flag, or the tricolor, is rectangular in shape. It has three equal bands of different colors. Saffron stands for courage and strength. White stands for truth and peace. Green stands for prosperity. Prosperity means being successful. In the center of the white band, there is a navy blue wheel. It has 24 spokes. These spokes stand for the hours in a day. This is called the Ashoka Chakra. The wheel stands for motion and progress. Now there are certain rules regarding our national flag that we must follow. Number one, it must not be kept on the ground. Number two, the saffron band should always be on top. Number three, it must always be carried in a front of a procession. Number four, the flag should never touch the ground or the floor. Number five, we must never hoist a dirty or a torn flag. Now the next symbol is the national emblem. The national emblem is the seal of the government of India. Emblem here means like a badge. It can be seen on government papers, currency notes, coins and official letters. Our national emblem has four lines facing the four directions, but only three can be seen at a time. The base, that is the bottom of the emblem, has a horse, a bull, an elephant and a lion, each separated by a wheel. This is also called the lion capital of Ashoka. And the words Satyameva Jayate, that means truth alone triumphs, are written below the wheel. The emblem has been taken from the Ashokan pillar, which is at Sarnath in present Uttar Pradesh. Now the next symbol is our national anthem. Most countries have a national anthem and it is sung on important occasions. Our national anthem Jana Gana Mana was written by the famous poet Gurudev Rabindranath Tagore. It is a song in praise of our motherland. Now, here also there are certain rules we must remember regarding our national anthem. Number one, we must show respect to our national anthem. Number two, we must learn it and sing it properly. Number three, when we sing it or hear it being sung, we must stand at attention. We must not talk or move while it is being sung. Standing at attention means your hands have to be placed by your side. The next symbol is our national animal. The Royal Bengal Tiger is our national animal. It represents grace, strength and power. To protect tigers, a special project called Project Tiger was started by the government. Today, tigers are protected in national parks and wildlife sanctuaries. Now, national parks and wildlife sanctuaries are places, huge places, where animals are kept and they are protected. Then the next national symbol is the national bird. The peacock is our national bird. It is a beautiful bird with a long blue neck and a tail of colorful feathers. The peacock is found in almost all parts of India. And it is a symbol of beauty and grace. And lastly, the national flower